The Afghanistan government's rapid collapse and the Taliban's rapid takeover following the extraction of U.S. troops have left thousands of Afghans seeking refuge across the globe. Here are some ways you can help them start a new life. Earlier this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told media that Afghans and aid organizations have said that citizens are having a hard time getting past the Taliban and into the airport, in a mass exodus triggered by the insurgents' rapid takeover of the country and its capital last Sunday. The Pentagon says that about 5,000 civilians have been taken out of Afghanistan so far, but officials have said they want to get to a goal of getting a maximum of 5,000 to 9,000 people out a day. The Canadian federal government has set up a program to help resettle Canadian embassy staff and Afghan interpreters who assisted Canadian military operations. The program allows Canadians to volunteer or donate clothing, furniture, or money. The federal government has also laid out how Canadians can sponsor Afghan refugees to come to Canada. Even still, it is estimated that many interpreters are still in Kabul. One of the best ways to support them is to send donations to the Veterans Transition Network. The nonprofit will specifically fund interpreters and their families awaiting relocation to Canada. Donations will be able to help people immediately by paying for interim housing and a basic living wage. With the coronavirus, COVID-19, pandemic, a severe drought and now the government's collapse, Afghanistan is now in what the United Nations have called a humanitarian crisis. Earlier this week, UN officials said 14 million people are facing severe hunger. To combat this, Islamic Relief Canada is asking for donations to help those on the ground, something the organization has been doing for more than 20 years. Islamic Relief is on the ground distributing food packs to those most in need. Your support will reach Afghanistan through immediate food supplies, saving countless on the verge of starvation, the organization's website reads. Often caught in the crossfire, concern for Afghan women and girls is also on the rise. Based out of Washington, D.C., Women for Women International is accepting donations in order to help find women safe places to meet and create support networks. Similarly, Women's Regional Network is accepting donations via a GoFundMe page for Women Human Rights Defenders, WHRDs, on the ground. Thus, the purpose and recipients of these funds and this campaign remain the same: protection and security for WHRDs in Afghanistan, the fundraiser page reads. With files from the Canadian press.